Hey, church family, we've got 2 days left on Pray Today for this year. Here we are, December 30th. Man, this year has gone by so fast in so many ways. I would like to just pause today and talk and pray about our church. Now, I understand that there are a lot of you probably doing Pray Today who aren't part of Celebration Community Church. I'm just in awe of how these spiritual growth challenges have reached people outside of the walls of C3. But I want to pray for our church today. I want to just give God thanks for both campuses and the fact that God has moved so mightily. There are more people growing in their faith in our church, I believe, than has ever happened. So many more people who've made the decision to make God part of every aspect of their lives. I hope that you're one of those. And if you're not, I hope you decide to be one of those that decides you're done compartmentalizing your faith and you want God to be the center of your life, every part of your life. Today, I'd just like to pause and pray for our church and give God thanks for the things that He has done at C3. So let's pray together. Lord, I just thank you so much for your church celebration. I just thank you so much, Lord, that you have taken so many imperfect people and you have done something beautiful and special. Lord, you are developing fully devoted followers of Jesus. And for that, we give you thanks. I thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity to pastor this church and to shepherd your people. God, would you give me strength in doing that? And so often I feel like I'm not measuring up or I'm not doing what I need to be doing or as much as I need to be doing. Lord, I know that the enemy wants to steal the joy that goes with seeing so many people follow you. So I pray for strength. Father, I pray for unity in our church. I thank you that we have a level of unity we've never experienced before. I thank you for the growth that you have brought to our church. Not just numerical growth, which you certainly have blessed us with this past year. Wow. But Lord, the continued spiritual growth. I thank you for everyone who has made a decision to read through the New Testament with me in 2026, Lord, who have decided they want to study your word, they want to learn your word better. I just thank you for them, Lord. And if there's anybody listening to this who hasn't decided to make that commitment, I just pray that they would decide in their heart right now to do that. And those who have signed up to do New Testament in 26, Lord, I pray that you would give them the strength and help them to stick with the commitment that they've said they would follow through with. Lord, we thank you for the families in this church. The families, the children, so many children in both campuses, and we just thank you for them. Thank you for our youth, our teens. We thank you for our college-age students, Lord, who are taking maybe that time in their life that so many people walk away from God and they're growing closer to you during these years in college. Just thank you so much for that. Father, for the people who are growing in their marriages in our church, I just thank you for them and just pray that you would grow and strengthen marriages that are rooted in you. For our singles, Father, the people who are single for a season or single for a lifetime or single again, Lord, I just pray that you would bless them right where they are at, Lord. Remind them that they are important and that one is a whole number. Father, I just thank you for all of the people who volunteer their time at their church to do ministry in this church as a layperson and bless others through serving, whether it's cleaning up messes or preparing communion or greeting people or serving in a ministry in our church, Lord. So many hundreds of people that make a difference for you. Remind them, Lord, that they are doing exactly what you call them to do, to serve in your name, Lord. Thank you for them. Father, for our staff, I just want to give you so much thanks for the staff of C3 Hayes and C3 Colby. I thank you for all that they do, all the sacrifices that they make in doing ministry that is draining, but ministry that's so rewarding. Thank you for developing their gifts and giving them wisdom in how to lead ministries and people into relationship with you. God, you're so good to us. And as we close this year out, may we remember that goals that we make for next year, many of them don't even matter that much when it comes to eternity. We can make good, healthy goals. But Lord, let us remember that growing closer to you is the best goal that we can make. And that will influence our relationships with our spouses, with our children, with our parents, with our friends, with our coworkers, with our fellow students. God, give us the strength we need to live in this world, a place where it's hard to live as a follower of Jesus. But Lord, you can use the people hearing this prayer today to influence others for you. Father, use us. Thank you for all you are and all you give to us. In Jesus' name, amen.